Welcome to the Morphin Grid, everybody. My name is Jake.
I'm Josh.
And we're doing a bonus episode just for you. Yeah, specifically you, the listener, right now. So basically, we're just going to do some emails. We got some emails, and I put out a call, and we got more emails, and we got a couple tweets. It's a good time. We're going to have a good time.
How many did we have when you put out the call?
Two.
How many more did we get?
Let me count.
Just the emails, not counting the tweets.
Just the emails is six.
Six more?
Yeah.
So we have eight total?
Uh-huh.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
All right. How dense are these? I haven't looked at them.
A couple of them are kind of dense.
All right.
Specifically Christina's, who I'm saying right now, Christina is the MVP of this episode. So just everyone get ready for some real solid Christina emails. So we're going to start. Oh, morphingrid.tumblr.com is our website. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/TheMorphinGrid, and we're on iTunes and Stitcher. Rating, review.
Do it.
Do it now. Or not, or wait, but you have to do it later.
Do it now or wait, but you will do it.
I really hope that joke is still funny, because it is to me, so I'm going to keep doing it. Also, I have, I think, a sinus infection, so if you're like, Jake, you sound just awful. You sound worse than you normally do, and you sound pretty terrible as a baseline.
Oh, you're really selling this hard. Any new listeners, welcome to Jake Sounds Awful, the podcast.
Yeah, I mean, I just have a bad, nasally, stupid, awful voice.
You sound fine.
Everyone hates their own voice. I'm not sick, but my nose...
But you don't feel good.
But I feel great, except for, like, my nose hurts in one place, and that's stuffing me up. And I don't like it. All right, so first, emails from Christina. Dear the Morphin Grid, I really hope you're not bothered by the amount of emails I'm sending.
No. Nope.
No, we're not. But it's just that I keep thinking of possible headcanons, and plus there's a lot of room for them in this show. Also, this might be a long email, so maybe save it for a bonus episode. Hey, we did that.
Done.
Done. You're batting 100 so far. 1,000? You want to bat 1,000. Batting 100 would be a bad batting average, I think. So I was thinking about the education in Angel Grove, or the education that Angel Grove High offers, and it's really not high school level. Maybe because the whole town already knows who the Rangers are, the school board came together and decided to give them a break on their schoolwork. Maybe they just listened to the reports on kaleidoscopes and fire safety so that the Rangers have to leave during class. So if they have to leave during class, they aren't missing anything. I mean, they had a whole class talking about why question marks were necessary in high school.
I never even thought of that. If it was age-appropriate school material.
Yeah, because when I watched it, I was learning about question marks and fire safety because right. I was like, five.
And kaleidoscope. I don't even remember them talking about kaleidoscopes.
Yeah, dude, that was the Prism Slingers episode.
Oh.
Where Bulk and Skull...
Billy had to go back to his lab and get his prisms.
Get his set of prisms. That Adam was an expert on. Shrug. Power Rangers. Or maybe the adults of Angel Grove are just unobservant and not interested in the community. It's pretty well established that the Power Rangers / teenagers seem to do everything in this town. They're always doing community service, and we're the only ones to chase after an endlessly rolling baby carriage. That's true. Several adults jump out of the way to avoid that baby.
They could have just put their hand out and stopped it.
Right.
But instead, they dodged it.
Yeah. You assume
also,
a baby's in there.
Do you remember how big that hill was? That was a very big hill.
I feel like that sequence lasted for 16 minutes of a 19-minute episode.
That's an accurate assessment, as far as I can remember.
This also might explain why they get so many transfer students. People want to come to Angel Grove because they've heard about the easy education and grades, and the Power Rangers seem to have the monsters under control. Also, there's always room in the school, even though there's only two classes, because people constantly transfer out for the same reasons. Because it's a dumb school for babies.
Right, because you graduate as a dumb baby, and there's monster attacks every day.
Yeah. It's like, oh, the Power Rangers deal with the monster attacks, but the education system is, like, first grade level in high school. In some nebulous high school year, freshman to senior
right.
somewhere.
In high school. It's just one four-year curriculum.
In fact, Jordan probably chose this town either because there's some connection to the Morphin Grid or because no one in this town would really care if people became Power Rangers. Also, he can call the Rangers by name in the middle of the juice bar and no one will notice.
They notice.
I mean, like we're under the presumption of this email, it's like everyone knows. So like nobody right. really notices anymore if they're like yelling about it right next to cops who could arrest them for vigilantism. But like then you have to deal with their Megazord. If they go away, then the monster attacks.
Right. The
stop.
Cops aren't going to stop them.
No. What are they going to do? Shoot it in the foot?
Sometimes you need a vigilante with a giant robot.
Sometimes. Sometimes you need two giant robots. Sometimes you need a ninjor, whatever the heck he is. He's like a robot man.
He's gone. That's what he is.
I hope you guys are enjoying our new segment, Ninjor Watch, because it will probably continue. We should just keep going forever until we see Ninjor again. Like, we're in, like, Operation Overdrive. Ninjor Watch. Nope.
Nope. At that point, I assume he's just drowned.
Right.
In the Sea of Sorrow.
Another thing I was wondering about were those times when Rita and Zed seem to not really care if they win or lose. Also, their plans are, like, literally the same for most of the season, save for a few episodes. I know you guys have talked about the fact that Zordon is probably brothers with Zed. I was wondering if maybe this whole fight between them was a brotherly dispute that is only a big deal because they're intergalactic wizards. That is literally my working theory.
Yeah.
A lot of it is that Zordon is also the bad guy, but that's kind of under the surface stuff. Like, I have a little brother, right? And we fight all the time.
Sure.
We don't really fight anymore. We used to fight like crazy, and then I moved away for college and everything kind of mellowed out. We used to fight all the time over nothing. And now, to this day, like, if we get within 3 feet of each other, we'll, like, hit each other and put each other in headlocks, but, like, it's out of...
That's different,
though. That's just a totally different thing. I like the idea that this is just like, hey, you took all my cookies that one time, so I'm going to launch a war over it because I'm an intergalactic wizard man and you're an awful demon in a metal thong without skin. The Rangers are really just people that Zordon pulled because he wasn't going to fight Zed's minions because he's a head in a tube and instead he's going to make his own minions. So Zordon is really just his fake persona and Zordon the real guy who doesn't really care because he knows that Zed won't actually kill them and the Rangers are only minions to him. I think that's what I was. That's kind of my underlying. He's the bad guy. I don't know. Like,
right. He just sends them into battle because they're expendable. They're like his putties. They're just way better than putties.
Yeah.
Because he's like, if they die, I'll make new ones.
Right. But it takes a lot more to attack because you don't have to just like touch him in the chest one time.
Right.
Yeah. My whole thing with Zordon is that like he gets teenagers specifically. Like he doesn't say like find good people that could do this job well.
Right.
He's like find unbalanced, over-emotional humans.
And Alpha's like, oh, teenagers.
Oh, God, teenagers. Zordon's like, uh-huh.
You got it.
And so he gets teenagers because they're too dumb to go, hey, why did you get children to fight your intergalactic war, Zordon? Because then he would have questions to answer that he does not have good answers for.
No.
Zed might make their lives miserable, but like you said in your Power / Rangers segment, or I think that might be the Morphin / Grid segment. He could have killed them many times, but didn't. Spoiler alert, question mark. And maybe by the time Zeo comes, Zed is just training them for the threat he knows is coming because he and Zordon have mostly gotten over their dispute, which is why he and Rita helped the Rangers a couple times in Zeo. I don't remember that, and I'm excited for it.
Yes and no. I think that they probably helped them more out of spite for the Machine Empire.
Yeah.
They've given up on winning, right?
Pretty much.
Because I think
Zed is
like, this is stupid that we're fighting over cookies. This is dumb.
Right, but like, we've been fighting for so long, we don't know how to do anything else.
Just send whatever dumb monster they make. I can't remember what the last one was.
Last one was, I don't remember.
So then Rita
very memorable.
Missed Cat on purpose. She was like, firing wildly down at Earth.
I think Rita still genuinely hates Cat for being good now.
She might, but she might. All right, genuinely hates Cat, yes. For just snapping out of her spell for being
right.
Too good of a person.
Because I think Rita's a little bit removed from the brotherly dispute that is Zordon versus Zed. Thank you for sticking through that long email. P.S. I was wondering if you guys always look at the emails before reading them on air. Yes, I do, but I'm not great at reading. So I skim them and then I'm like, well, just do it live. It's fine.
I don't.
Yeah, no.
Nope.
You could. You know the password.
I could. I just don't.
But you don't. That's fine. And are you guys going to change your morphing call every season or just stick with this morphing time? Probably going to change it to whatever the morphing call is.
I don't think it changes in Zeo. I don't think it changes until Turbo.
I know it changes in Turbo. I know it changes in Space. And I'm very excited to. I'm very excited to yell, let's rock it.
Yeah.
Also, shifting to Turbo is going to be super fun because you're going to be like grumbly for a lot of them.
For most of them. Yep.
All right. So that's our first email down. Thank you very much, Christina. And then we got one from Hoops. A.K.A. Hoopscallion on Twitter, who came to us from the Sailor Business podcast, which is a podcast I edit. It's this, but with adults that are a little bit better at being adults than we are. By a little bit, I mean definitely way better. and they have a guest, and they go over every episode of Sailor Moon, and I edit that. It comes out Mondays, usually, so go check that out. Speaking of which, we've got a lot of people from Sailor Business, and I'm very excited about that. The most excited that I have been is last night when Shannon Maynor is like, I'm going to start the Morphin Grid. or two nights ago. She's the character, a character designer. I don't know if she's the only one. She's a character designer on Archer.
Wow.
The show Archer. She drew, she was watching Power Rangers and drew a, just like doodled a Trini.
I saw the Trini.
And it was awesome.
Yeah.
And I was like, let's just do all these.
Holy crap.
So Shannon, if you listen to this one, just keep going. Just do every Ranger forever because I super love that Trini. I think her second episode was the first one I edited and Chris complimented her and she just went, cool, and like super offhand, and it was like the ballerest move I've ever heard in my life. It was great. So this is from Hoops. He says, hey guys, I'm not caught up on episodes yet, having only started listening after Jake started editing for Sailor Business, but I love the show, wanted to write in. I'm at the weird period where Adam and the others are cast, but not Power Rangers yet. And then he says that he never noticed it when he was a kid, because kids are stupid, and the same thing for us, I think, because... I literally did not even. I don't even think I really noticed it on my last watch through in like 2012. I think I was like, "This is fine, whatever." So I have two things. Next time we do an email episode, I'm gonna go through these and like make a shorthand and hit some bullet points. Forgive me if either of them have been discussed. I was looking through the Wikipedia page for Bulk and Skull because I had stopped watching by the time In Space happened, which is a bummer. But I'm definitely gonna watch it now. You definitely should. In Space is my favorite season.
Yeah,
and it's really good. It's killer. So I wanted to know what happened to them. Anyway, this is a quote from their page. Around the time of Zio, Saban planned to make a Bulk and Skull comedy spinoff where they would run a hotel. Jason Darby says he thinks it was their grandmother's hotel. A Mexican Elvis impersonator was going to be a supporting character. Darby claimed that they released a video, The Good, The Bad, and The Stupid, and it was put out as a test market.
You can watch that. It's on one of the DVDs.
It is. It's on the bonus for the first Super Collection, I think.
It's on one of the bonus discs.
Yeah.
One of the first two. I think it's probably the first one.
I think
one.
It's the first one. And when no one bought it, Saban canceled the plan. This is also the reason why the characters were turned into chimpanzees in Turbos. In Turbo, because the actors who were playing them were off shooting the pilot for their spinoff. Did you know that? Would you have watched it? I kind of feel like Bulk and Skull are great supporting characters. And the one solid staple of Power Rangers, but I don't know about a show entirely about them, unless, of course, the Power Rangers were still involved. What do you guys think? What would you have liked it to have been? And this is talked about in the very next episode of the podcast, and I'm writing on old information, aren't I? No, I don't think we've ever talked about the spinoff.
No, we didn't.
I haven't watched it.
I think I have seen it, and I'm going to parrot your opinion of them being great supporting characters, but maybe can't carry a show on their own.
I haven't seen it, but I think...
If it's the Bulk and Skull show, then Bulk and Skull aren't special.
Right. I think it could work really well, but I don't think Saban could make it work
really
well.
Also, why are they running a hotel? They're in high school.
Right? Skull might be 48.
If it's filmed during Turbo, then maybe they've graduated.
I don't know.
I am under the impression that they are in the same class as the Rangers.
I think they are in their graduating class. But I'm not 100% sure. I would have watched it.
They can't graduate before Turbo because they go to school with Justin for a minute.
Do they?
Yeah.
So they must graduate in Turbo then.
Yeah, because I remember them being in school with Justin because they had to write that he was super smart and like on an accelerated into high school path.
Right. I don't know. I would have watched it, and I'll tell you why. I watched literally everything with the Saban Brands logo on the end of it. Literally everything.
I would have checked it out. I'm just not sure if it would have held my attention.
I think I would have liked it because I liked Bulk and Skull.
But it could have been awesome. The whole show was Bulk and Skull.
Right, yeah. I think it could have been really cool if it was somehow Power Rangers adjacent, but I feel like it probably would have been like total offshoot and had nothing to do with anything.
Right. That wouldn't have been
good.
That would have not sold me on it. That would have unsold me, yeah. I guess, is I don't know what the actual term for that is. But if it was in Angel Grove, they had a hotel in Angel Grove.
They're like they had to run like after school and on the weekends and stuff. But Here's the problem with that. They're doing that show. They're not on Power Rangers anymore. So like...
Right. Plus they're monkeys on Power Rangers.
Right.
So how is that going to explain how the people
running
a hotel?
I think it would have taken place after Turbo. So like, because they were filming it during that when they were monkeys. So...
Yeah, I remember I watched the special that they made. It obviously didn't leave too much of an impression, so I don't know if a full show would have been.
Maybe we'll do that for a bonus episode sometime.
Yeah,
that'd be fun. I forgot that existed until until this email. I definitely would have watched it as a kid just because it was Saban. Like, I watched Masked Rider, and that is objectively cold boogers on a paper plate.
Those three episodes of Power Rangers are any indication.
I think it was. I watched Beetleborgs. I watched VR Troopers. I watched Mr. Nature Tyrannog. I watched... That might be it. I watched Digimon because it was a Saban show. Anyway, question two. Do you guys remember a movie called Sky High? It came out in 2005. And I took my little brother to go see it. It was okay. The premise was basically Harry Potter, but with superheroes instead of wizards. And their powers manifest. They go to school, learn how to quick change and disassemble death rays. There's a bad boy rival character named War and Peace, which is a great name, whose father is serving his fourth life sentence for being a supervillain when the movie takes place, which is amazing. But the real thing is the two bullies of this school. They're called Lash and Speed. Speed is an overweight teenager who is basically the Flash, even though he's super heavy. And Lash is a super skinny, kind of maybe a little goth, but more punkish sidekick type who seems to let Speed really be in charge of things. It has to be a reference to Bulk and Skull. Even the villain looks straight out of Power Rangers. I've attached a pic, and come on, you see it. I know you do. The kids are supposed to be the children of superheroes, but I think a few Muggleborns belonging to a certain national treasure and his friend may have gotten in. Here is the picture.
Yeah, let me see it. I've never seen Sky High.
Oh, dude, it's real good. I really enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. There's even a skull on his shirt, for crying out loud.
I did not notice that. I've seen Sky High a couple times. I don't remember a lot of it. I remember Kurt Russell is in it, and I'm excited. I like that because I like Kurt Russell.
Is he a teacher?
No, he's the main character's dad. He was the commander. He was basically Superman. It was like the son of Superman and Wonder Woman, essentially. But like he didn't know how to activate his power, so he ended up being a sidekick. Like, so he became friends with all the sidekicks, but then they had to stop the bad guy who looks like this. He also attached a picture of this, which is literally a Power Rangers villain.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty good. It's a pretty good movie. Danielle Panabaker is in it. She's on The Flash now. It was goofy, and I think Jake especially would like it, because historically speaking, I like dumb, goofy things. I do like it. The show is great, guys, and if I had an iTunes account, I'd definitely give you a review. I might make one just for it. Hopefully this wasn't all completely old news. Thanks for renewing my interest in Power Rangers and telling your opinions about new stuff in a rational way. Too many people scream about stuff being silly and goofy, and they want dark and gritty, and you guys put it perfectly. It's a show for babies. Enjoy the goofy fun for what it is. I'm going to go watch In Space now and see what I missed. Keep it up, guys. The show is great. You don't have to make an iTunes just for us. I appreciate you just listening. So that's that download number is all I'm really looking for. I do like reviews. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
Don't go out of your way for it. And that's kind of the whole mission statement of the show. Is like, that's why it's an all ages podcast. Like, we don't swear. Sometimes we get into like sort of racy things, but we make kids put earmuffs on. We give them the earmuff warning. Oh, hey, earmuff warning.
Right.
There's a little bit about Trini kind of wanting a threesome at one point that we had no other way to say.
Way to say we give an earmuff warning and promptly not give an earmuff warning.
Look, maybe I'll cut it in. Who knows? I have complete control over this podcast. Yeah, it's dumb and goofy. It's a dumb show for babies, but it's the best dumb show for babies I think that there's ever been. So
yeah, I would agree with that.
You know, this is from Portia. I'm not saying last names because I feel like that's weird to do. We've done it in the past, and only recently was I like, hold on a minute.
The only way I think it's like fine to say it is if it's their Twitter name.
Right. I mean, these people are on the internet.
Right. Because we say Twitter handles, so if you just search it, you'll see their full name anyway.
Right. But still, I'm for here on out, I'm just using first names. Unless you're okay with it, tell us.
Right.
This is from Portia, who gave us a review recently. Thank you for that. Hi, Morphin Grid. I have a silly little task for you guys. Forgive me if it's been asked before. I haven't had a chance to go through all 100-plus of your episodes. Lol. Recast the original five Power Rangers plus Tommy with popular teenage 20-something celebs of today. Feel free to diversify the races or sexes of the characters when picking as well, because it's just more fun that way. Thanks, guys. Love the podcast. Portia, a.k.a. @_mothernerdbird on Twitter.
Okay, so you told me about this a few days ago, and then you didn't remind me about it. So I am not prepared.
I'm not shouldering all that blame.
No, I'm just letting you know.
I did let you know about it.
That I don't have anybody because I don't do actors. I don't know actors.
No, that's true. You're almost as bad as Eli. My friend Eli literally, I don't think he knows like, a single actor.
There's a handful of actors that like I know and like quote unquote follow, I guess, but they're all way too old to be a Power Ranger.
Right. So I on the other hand, have been thinking about this constantly and I cannot pick any out because I'm not hip enough with the kids, I guess. So here's my Pink Ranger. I got a Kimberly. A lot of people, when they make their list, they put Jennifer Lawrence here, and I understand that because she's great. She's basically the best actress ever right now. She's too old. She has aged out of being able to play a teenager. Not old, mature, because she's younger than me. She could play a teenager if she had to.
She plays Katniss.
Yeah, but see, even that, like, she's playing Katniss. She's not necessarily playing a teenager because, like, she doesn't go to school. She doesn't, like, interact with teenagers. Right. It's dystopia, so the rules are a little different, but she is technically a teenager in that. The only one I can think of is, and now I'm blanking on her name, Jeanette McCurdy for Kimberly. She was...
Did you tell me who that is?
She was... You watched iCarly, right?
Yes. Okay, I know exactly who you're talking about. Okay. I only know her from iCarly. I don't think I see her as a pink ranger. She could definitely be a yellow ranger.
I feel like she's got the acting with... Bread? Range. I'm looking for the word range. Right. to play Kimberly.
But basing it just on her character in iCarly, because that's all, literally all I know, she would be a good Yellow Ranger. That character would be a good Yellow Ranger.
Yeah. If I were to do a remake where they were like, hey, go nuts, like, do whatever, I would definitely make Jason a girl, because I feel like the weird sexual tension that Tommy and Jason have would translate a little better that way. And Kim and Tommy have always been a little forced to me, which is why I like him and Kat better, because it makes more sense. It's more natural. So, right. Like, I would probably do that. I don't know who I would put there, because, again, all of the actors I'm familiar with are definitely not teenager age. I don't watch a lot of shows for the kids anymore. I mean, I do, but they're cartoons. So it's a different set of circumstances. I am going to think about this more, and I'm going to try to
remember how to think, not how to think about it, but to think about it, maybe research it a little bit. But, like, yeah, I don't know what any popular children's actors are right now.
Yeah, I, like...
Because, like, look, I've seen the pilot of Girl Meets World, but that's the only new kids show.
They're, like, babies. Like, they're...
Yeah.
I feel like she's, like, a freshman, but she's actually a freshman, not, like, playing one, which is always
that's
a little...
the only new kids show that I've seen anything of,
well, there's,
really.
there's, like, teenager shows on, like, you know, ABC Family and, like...
Right, but I don't know what any of those are.
Like, right.
So...
And there's, like, the CW... There's a whole bunch of stuff. Like, there's...
Let me look into it. Let me look at some movies, check some ages.
Just Google... Oh, I'm not even going to say that out loud. Never mind. Good thing my filter got in the way of my mouth before it left my brain. Yeah, so, Portia, I'm sorry to disappoint you. Send us yours, though.
Yeah, we're recording a Pokemon podcast today as well, so all of my attention was sucked into that.
His head is entirely filled with facts about Viridian City. So thank you, Portia. Definitely send us yours, because obviously you have some. I'm sure you do. So
right, you must have some basis for the question.
So yeah, if you send those in, maybe that'll spark something within me. And be like, oh right, those people are teenagers. That could work.
Here's my James Vanderbeek as Jason.
If we were doing like actual actors,
all right,
circa the 90s, yeah.
So did she specifically say current actors?
I feel like it's implied.
So we can't pick and choose from like their primes. We can't be like, yeah, 1996 James Vanderbeek.
Well, he was already the best Rocky we're ever gonna get.
Yeah.
So I mean,
that's very true.
I mean, what more can we ask of the beak? she's just popular teenage 20-something celebs of today. So right. Yes.
I don't know anyone who's popular.
Because like Sarah Michelle Gellar would be a real good Kimberly,
but she's definitely too old to play a Power Ranger now.
Well, yeah, she's a mom now. Yeah. She's like, I think she's like 40. She's still like the best ever. She's like, I follow her on Twitter. She's just like super cool. I'm like vindicated. Same thing with Melissa Joan Hart. Melissa Joan Hart would be another great Kimberly.
Yeah.
Shannon Doherty circa Heathers would be a killer Trini.
Shannon Doherty would be a really good evil ranger. That like turns afterward. She'd be a good green.
Actually, you know what? Shannon Doherty circa Charmed. Acting ability circa Charmed would be a good Trini. Acting ability circa Heather, she'd be a good Aisha.
All right. We'll sit on this. We need more time.
Yeah.
We're going to move on.
Yeah, we have a hiatus coming up. If you're new, and I know there are a lot of new listeners, after we finish the season, we take like a month off, month and a half. We still put up episodes because we're bad at hiatuses, but I am, and I specifically make sure we have episodes to go up every week.
Yeah, we take a break, and Jake just keeps editing new episodes.
Yep. So. I don't know how to stop, guys. It's a sickness. So there will be more bonus episodes during that to look forward to. This will definitely be one of them. We'll dedicate a whole episode to it, and we'll have like a little notebook. We'll have a plan going in.
Yeah.
So then
it's a good question though, and I want to answer. Yeah. I just don't have the chops right now to do it.
We got a pretty long one from Raymond. I'm gonna go over the first part of it because he answers some long-standing questions that we have. Raymond, I also was able to vouch for the Super Sentai Bros, because there's a character named Rin. Her name might also be Lin because of the translation. And so he's like, I can do that for you. And I was like, oh, you're going to want him to tell you what's up with this. Here is Raymond answering a couple etymology questions from us from last time. Hey, guys, has a weird origin. To have and its conjunction is traced backly to the Old English verb haben, which also is the ancestor of the German verb haben. Two B's in the first one, one B in the second. Because it's such an integral word to basic communication, it will tend to have the most long-lived words in language. And pretty boring as far as etymology trivia is concerned. So there's that. Boom. You can't trick him because that's the easiest word, I guess. Now.
We did try to trick him. He was like, you dummies, that's easy.
That's so easy. Now, I don't know if this is harder, but I was like, hey, why do we call long chairs couches? Because it's been bothering me for years, and we got an answer back on that. Couch, on the other hand, goes back to the Latin colicare. I'm pronouncing these definitely wrong. To place together via Old French coucher, which as a noun just meant something to sleep on, or as a verb, coucher, but with an R at the end, to lay something down. In modern French, it also means something less PG that you can do on a couch, and I feel like that is the crux of the Lady Marmalade song.
I have been told that song is actually very inappropriate.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's in Pitch Perfect, too. And then he has some stuff about origins, like from the power coins and how Zordon and Rita got their power coins. And it's from it was in one of those, like, little golden books. You know what those are?
Yeah.
It was like a Power Rangers version of one of those. And the story was Pudgy Pig, obviously. I guess. So the story goes that Zordon and Rita's war came to a draw. Somehow a war comes to a draw. I guess baby logic, right?
Treaties?
Sure. So they decided to settle things with a friendly coin toss. As you might guess, these were the power coins. Zordon won 5 tosses and Rita won 1. The implication was that they kept the coins they won, and that's how she ended up with the green coin. After losing the contest, she stabbed Zordon into the time warp for revenge. And I guess at the same time, he put her in a dumpster for, you know, betraying the treaty.
Right. For losing the coin toss?
You could put in a dumpster? That is the dumbest.
Well, that's in a little golden book, right?
Right.
That's for, like, baby babies.
Like, for actual literal babies who drool a lot still.
they just don't know how to stop it.
They just can't yet. But, like, how great is it that they're like, we need to have an origin story to why she has 1 coin and he has 5. And then, speaking of tie-ins, one of the original MMPR comics has Bulk and Skull dress up as the Mauve and Puce Rangers.
What color is Puce?
I feel like it's like a green-brown? It's like a brown-green.
That's gross.
Yeah. I didn't think those were real colors when I was a kid, so I looked them up, and Mauve does rhyme with stove. It's not mauve.
Well, I'm going to continue to say mauve.
Well.
How do you spell puce?
P-U-C-E.
Puce.
I'm pretty sure it's puce. Look up the hex code for it. It's just like.
Oh, no, it's like.
Is it like salmon?
Let me see. Yeah, it's like a salmon-y kind of color. Oh, that's great. There's a lot of pictures of.
Puke?
Gross bugs.
Sure.
Oh, got puce? No.
It's not a great color.
It's not.
Also, why did they both go with offshoots of red? They both wanted to be the hero.
Yeah. It's because there's no hierarchy between the two. They're equal, so they're just different offshoots of red.
And so Raymond ends on kind of an ominous note. Finally, the awkward stuff about race is about to get a whole lot worse, and hoo boy, do I have some thoughts about that. Was that enough email for you? Yes, it was. But also, I don't like where that's heading. I don't like when Power Rangers can't handle like regular things.
Wait, are we getting super racist? Is that I was looking up mauve after that. Which is more purple.
It's
than
a more
red.
Purple color, yes. Yeah, apparently it's about to get worse. So like great.
Fabulous.
Guys, speaking on behalf of Josh and myself, we are two super, super white boys from New Hampshire and Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. We're not crazy qualified to talk about racial relations, but we do know how to be cool about it. So hopefully we handle it better than Power Rangers does.
I think so.
I can't imagine doing it worse. And then I'm going to end it on another Christina one because she gave us some lists. We asked for a couple lists. We said Zordon's team, the original team of Power Rangers, and your dream team. Okay. So I'm just going to do Zordon's team and then her reasoning, and then I'm just going to read her dream team real quick.
What do you mean by Zordon's team? Oh, the
Proto Rangers.
The Proto Rangers. Yes. Okay.
So here is Zordon's team. Demetria is white. Delcia is green. Zed is red. Rita is pink. Zordon is blue. Divatox is yellow.
Who was white?
Demetria,
okay.
Mine is very different.
Mine is also different.
Okay, so here's her explanation. Some of the colors don't really match up, but I thought it seemed okay to work. It worked enough to seem okay. I don't know if Zordon is really a blue, but it would be interesting if Zordon outshone his brother, and that could be a factor in their big fight, because he got outshone by his younger, maybe, brother as a Red Ranger, which, like, right. I really like that Zordon would be the Blue Ranger, but everyone liked him more. And Zed's like, I'm the leader, I'm the Red Ranger. But, like, they're like, no, shut up. Go lose your skin somewhere, Zed. So I do kind of like that.
I don't know if I have anyone for red.
Here's my team. What's your team? Go.
I need you to go first. Maybe okay. You'll jog some names.
So my team is the original colors.
Red, blue, black, yellow, pink, and green.
Those are them, yeah. Zordon is green. He's the leader of the team. He put the team together, so he's the sixth ranger. That's the way it feels to me. That's the way it feels the best to me. This is my old one, because it changed with, like, the last episode when we're like, was Rita a pink ranger? Because it changed since then.
Right.
So then it was Demetria was pink, Delcia was yellow, because Yellow Ranger is the murder machine, and yeah. Delcia, her name is Delcia the Warrior of Phaedos. Like, her title is The Warrior. Then Oryk the Conqueror was red. Larigo, the tiny little goblin man from Turbo Movie, is the Blue Ranger because he's a wizard.
No.
And the Black Ranger is the Phantom Ranger.
Okay, similar. I have a couple adjustments.
Okay, here's my new kind of updated one. Rita was the Pink Ranger and betrayed him, and he replaced her with Demetria.
Okay.
She stole his power coin, betrayed him.
Okay.
Et cetera, et cetera.
I don't have any of the bad guys on the team.
I just had Rita.
I definitely have Demetria as pink and Delcia as yellow. Black as Phantom is really good.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep that.
Because he is just the collective dead Power Rangers, but It had to start somewhere.
And I'm fine with Oryk being red, even though he's just a Zord in the show.
Is he just a Zord? He's called Oryk the Conqueror. He's trapped in a little tiki
head. But he looks like a giant robot. Every time they call him, he's a giant.
Well, I mean... Yeah, they have to unlock him and he turns big. But, like, Ninjor is also a robot. So, like, I don't know.
Is he a robot?
I have no idea what Ninjor is.
He drops his pants. He is a robot because when he pulls his pants out, he's got robot legs.
Yeah.
For blue, it could either be the Blue Centurion.
Okay.
Or Ninjor. Because Ninjor is in a ranger suit and he's blue.
That actually would work. And if he made the power coins, which we'll acquiesce, I won't push the issue because it is canon. I just don't like it.
I know. I get it.
If he made it, then he's like the smart guy on
the
team.
Right. He's so he's the gadgeteer.
Yeah.
So he so that works. He was able to channel the power so that these six people could.
Zordon's like, I got this lump of different colored powers. I need to be able to put it somewhere.
I don't know who I would pick for green, but Zordon would be white. Which would explain how he had
He couldn't make a white
ranger because he had a white coin and he just needed to, like, recharge it or, like, energize somebody to use it.
Right. We'll see.
I have no explanation for green, though.
Here's what I would do using your list. He was the Green Ranger, and then Rita stole it, and so he had to become
the White Ranger. works.
And so when he saw it happening again, he's like, oh, dude, Alpha, we just got to go make a new coin. We got to... fit it into a human form or whatever.
If Rita and Zed were on the team, who were they fighting?
Machines, Dark Spectre.
Okay, that makes sense.
I feel like Divatox's dad is the Dark Spectre.
Master Vile's Rita's dad, though. So Rita is a Pink Ranger.
But if she doesn't agree with him...
She's a Pink Ranger when she was a rebellious teenager.
Right, yeah.
And then she grew out of that. She was like, oh, no, I'm a bad guy.
This goes directly in contradiction with Evil Divatox, Space High, but we'll
disregard that. Let's talk about Divatox for just like a second.
Okay.
Because she's the big bad of Turbo.
Yeah.
But she doesn't feel like a big bad to me. Like,
no, she's a...
You know what I mean?
She's the villain, but there's always that sense of like she's working for someone, even if she's not saying outright. And I think she is working for Dark Spectre. because the deal with Divatox is that her and Dimitri are twins. They were separated at birth.
Right.
And Divatox was taken by a bad guy. And I don't know who that was. I don't remember if that was Dark Spectre or not.
I don't know.
That's something to look forward to. But she could be that could be a cool Yellow Ranger, too. Like, have her be, like, the bad girl.
Because then you have your yellow and your pink are, like, twins, which is neat.
Yeah. So that's our Proto-Ranger list.
Yeah.
So here are her all-seasons team. Andros, Red in Space, Adam Park, Black Mighty Morphin, Bridge Carson, Blue SPD, Summer Lansdowne, Yellow RPM, Cameron Watanabe, Green Samurai from Ninja Storm, and RJ Finn, Wolf Ranger, Purple Jungle Fury. I don't know if this counts as having too many six, but there are some teams that have green and black as core colors, so I don't know. Here's an alternate if too many six is a problem. Carter Grayson, Red Lightspeed Rescue, Lucas Kendall, Blue Time Force, Alyssa, I cannot pronounce that, Enryle? We're going to go with that until I hear otherwise. White Wild Force Ranger, Ziggy Grover, that's a great name, Green RPM.
Ziggy Grover.
Oh, sorry. They immediately upped it with Lily Chilman, Yellow Jungle Fury. That's Anna Hutchison. She's in Cabin in the Woods. She's great. And Zane, Silver in Space.
I'm not a fan of Zane.
I didn't like Zane. I like Zane.
Zane's fine. It's just like suddenly there was Zane.
Yeah, like in one episode.
They kind of do that with all the sixth rangers now. It seems like they're just like, now there's a sixth one.
Well, I mean, you say now, but Tommy was like...
But at least,
hey, here's Tommy.
But he was like a kid in Angel Grove who turned evil, and they
for
turned,
like
there was
half
like
an
a
episode.
Whole story about why he was a ranger.
Well, yes and no.
And like with Zane specifically, look, I'm very limited in my knowledge. I'm only up to In Space, right?
Right.
But with Zane specifically, it was just like he's a ranger who's sleeping in the back.
Yeah, we had him on ice.
Don't worry.
And then he just shows up, and he kind of goes in and out for no reason.
Yeah.
I like Zane. I actually don't like Zane the character, if I can... I'm not remembering correctly.
I'm not a huge fan of his.
I like him a little bit. I like the idea of Zane. I think it wasn't... It's the worst handled thing in what is otherwise a really great season.
Then in Turbo, it's the Blue Centurion, right?
Yeah.
He's your sixth ranger.
It's just a robot man. He gets a sweet jacket in one episode. Huge shoulder pads.
And Phantom is in Zeo, right?
Phantom is in Zeo, and he has like
leaks into Turbo.
He has like two episodes in Turbo. They don't really.
I really like the Phantom Ranger. There's so much cool stuff you could do with the Phantom Ranger instead of just stop using him.
Right. That's kind of Power Rangers MO. And then Christina says, I guess in like 4 years when you guys get to RPM, then you would actually know all these people. I know there are some seasons that I prefer more, which is why there are more Rangers chosen from those seasons. That's totally cool. We're super not familiar with any of the Disney stuff.
No, I really want to continue on, and I'm not going to wait until like we get to Lost Galaxy to watch Lost Galaxy, but I just like having a hard time squeezing in watching a TV show right now. Like... The way I would want to watch Power Rangers, which is like 6 to 10 episodes
right.
at a time.
Yeah, I keep making the decision. I'm like, I'm going to binge Digimon season one so I can start season two because I really like season two of Digimon. And I watch like 2 episodes at a time and I fall asleep during it.
Yeah, I'm like, I think I'm going to start Lost Galaxy this week. But then like Mario Maker came out.
Right.
And we started a Pokemon podcast, which I'm spending a lot of time just thinking about Pokemon now.
Right. I edit a lot. I have Zoolander sitting on my shelf that I'm like, watch it. Just go watch it right now. But it's like, it's in Japanese. That's a commitment to my brain. So like, instead, I just don't. And I like edit
we
more podcasts.
Dub it.
That might be a bonus episode, guys. Stay tuned.
I don't know if I have the acting chops to do that, but I would like to try.
Okay, this is a world exclusive. I think we're going to try to dub an episode of Zoolander. We're going to ask you guys for help.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Casting call.
Yes.
Send us you reading a couple lines of Power Rangers.
Power Rangers, just
like
whatever.
Like any Power Rangers, doesn't matter.
Here's a requirement. You have to do a morph call. You have to give some hi-yas and then a line or two.
Right.
So if you guys are into that at all, send those in, and eventually we will put together a dub of...
We'll tell you which character you are, then you just send us the lines.
Yeah, that could be real cool. We could have a lot of fun with that. Also, in another email, Christina said that she wasn't super into Mighty Morphin before, but thanks to our podcast, she has gotten into it, which that's all I've ever wanted.
Just don't watch season two too hard. Just put it on in the background and then do something fun.
We have more emails, and we had like...
Well, are we going to do our teams?
Oh, yeah, let's do our teams real quick. This is going to go a little longer, whatever. Who cares? Whatever. All right, yeah, so what's your team?
Red is Andros.
Okay.
Blue is Billy. Black is Adam. Duh.
Duh.
Yellow is Trini and pink is Cassie. This is with my limited six season knowledge.
Right.
And for the sixth ranger is Jason. Zeo Gold.
Okay. That's pretty similar to my list. Okay, so red is Andros.
Sure.
He's telepathic. He's telekinetic.
The only red ranger that would give him a run is Jason.
Jason.
And he's a good sixth ranger. Yeah. So
exactly. My blue ranger is Justin.
Okay.
Because he's also a smart guy, but like he's got a good gimmick that I like. I don't have a black ranger. I have a green ranger, and that's Adam. And then my yellow ranger is Lily Chillman from Jungle Fury, because I really like Anna Hutchison. That's one of the seasons that my little brother was super into, so I watched more of that than others. And then pink is obviously Kat. Come on, guys. Right. Where'd you think I was going with this?
Kat is a very good pink ranger. I really like Cassie.
Yeah,
I wanted her on the team.
Cassie is awesome. My other choice for pink ranger is the biggest spoiler for us. And I know you guys have probably seen it, and you know what it is, but we're...
I think I know where you're going if it's a spoiler, but... Yeah.
So I'm not even going to say. It's the one thing that we will not say because of spoilers. And then my sixth ranger is Jason Zeo Gold.
Yeah.
We got a lot of emails. This went longer than I was expecting. We're not going to get to them all. Sky, our friend of the show, Sky, sent in animated shorts. I think we watched these before.
Maybe... How long ago do you think we watched these?
I think I might have lived at Austin Park.
Okay, I don't remember watching these.
Okay, I know we watched them together because you found them and showed it to me. So
okay, you're going to... Is there like a picture?
No, there's a link to a YouTube video on... I'll show you afterwards. Like if they're the one I'm thinking of, it was pretty cool. It would work really good. He says there's a Samurai Jack feel.
Yeah, why isn't there one of those?
Because it's a show.
It's basically a cartoon show.
Yeah.
But like...
It's also becoming a movie, like... I guess I don't want to oversaturate it. Plus, cartoons are more expensive in some ways to make.
Yeah, but they could do so much more.
Yeah.
There'd be no limitations.
No. Also, Christina sent us in, and this is why I said Christina's the MVP. She also sent us in a link to a documentary, which we watched. And who boy, has Jason David Frank been like that forever, huh?
Man, he's the most Hulk Hogan person that isn't Hulk Hogan.
There is some sweet, sweet Trilly watch, some secondhand canon Trilly watch that he just jumps in the middle of.
He just throws his head in front of the camera. He's like, "Who's your favorite ranger?" It's green, right? Green, 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 green.
And it's like, dude,
go away.
Tweet.
And then at one point, the stunt guy—I don't remember his name—like the stunt coordinator,
Jeff Pruitt.
He was like, "Oh yeah, Jason Frank would show up like super early on set to do the big stunts," and I'd be like, "Oh, you know, we have a big stunt for Austin." He's like, "Oh no, let me do it. The kids will love it. They want green." That is the most Hulk Hogan thing that anyone has ever done. This is why you're not on my team, Tommy.
Gotta get your stuff in, brother.
Because they say that so like nonchalantly in the documentary, which is only like a 10-minute quick peek.
Right.
More than like a full documentary, but it's pretty good. Really brings JDF to light, though.
Yeah. Yeah, but like there's like some cool stuff about putties, like why they were doing the goofy. Yeah. It was like a challenge. Every day is like, be goofier. You have to have the goofiest entrance every day. And they did it. And that's why it was always awesome.
Really, really miss putties.
Yeah, man. Cogs are a cool bad guy, but they're not putty cool.
They'll never be putties.
No one's ever going to be putties, Josh. I think we just need to...
It's fine. They're still there. It's not like they're gone. We can just
watch.
Right,
we just go back and watch that. Yeah, I'm sure there's a supercut on YouTube of just like all the goofy putty entrances, which if there is, guys, someone find that link to us. Yeah, but like Tweet Trang is like Trini really likes Billy, but he fell in love with some one-off girl. And I was and like
Marge.
I don't think it was Marge. But
one of the others.
But it's just like even Tweet Trang was like Billy and Trini like each other, but can't get it through their skulls that they like each other. And then Jason like David Frank is like, "Who's your favorite ranger?" And I'm like, "Right now, it's anyone but you, Jason."
Come on, man.
Anyway, also Christina tweeted us and said, "What season are you most looking forward to watching?" For me, it's In Space.
Zeo.
But it's also Zeo. It's because it's coming up next.
I am really looking forward to In Space too. That is a good season.
It's a good season. It's going to be a lot of fun podcasting, I think. I really think Turbo is going to be the funnest.
I think Turbo will be fun, but not for the same reason that In Space is going to be.
No, for sure.
From here on out, even like the rest of season 3 and Alien Rangers, It's just going to be fun. We're past the dregs of season two.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Season two is this weird. So I think it's most popular it's ever been, but also the worst.
Kind of tracks.
That kind of makes sense as to how the universe works.
They got popular, and then they were like, how do we stay popular?
Right. Oh, we'll just do the one episode over and over and over again.
Anyway.
Before we wrap up, we got some tweets from Ross Butler. And I know I said I don't say last names, but I've said Ross Butler as one word for so long. Also, it is his Twitter handle. Go follow him. He's a cool guy. He says, so, Shogun Zords. These were the first Zords for which I marked out hard. I love the samurai motif, but I also thought that this was the first set that made everyone an equal participant in monster fights, as they were all people. Prior to these, Zord fights were just Jason or Tommy doing all the work with the rest there to accessorize. Which now, with Tiki established, it's like everything from the debut of the White Ranger through Turbo is just minimizing him. As Red Thunder, he stayed red, but gets demoted in deference to Tommy. Ninja, still red. He's just an arm on a Megazord. But with Shogun, Tiki gets to be the central component again, and everyone else's Zord is brought to the red level. So it's not dumbing anybody down.
Yeah, Billy even killed a monster by himself in his Shogun Zord.
And because it's still Tiki in the center, Tommy is riding along in the arm for the inevitable dropping of the ball. jump ahead to Zio. Tiki's demoted again as Adam steps up to Tommy's backup. Shift to Turbo. Fired and replaced with child labor. I didn't think about this until today when you sent those in, Ross. But yeah, I never thought of it as like, oh, they're all equal with the Shogun Zords.
Right.
Because they're all people Zords, and it really works. It's the first time they're like, here's the level, and like Red Ranger's at this level. So instead of bringing him down to everyone else's, he brings everyone else up to his.
Yeah,
which is really cool for however long it lasts.
Like six more episodes,
give or take. Yeah. One last thing, Raymond, man, coming through in the clutch. Also, the knit hat is a Rasta cap, and he sent a Wikipedia link.
Yes.
So, thank you guys very much for listening. Hope this was fun. I had fun.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
I'm sure it's edited down a little bit.
Hopefully a little, because there's probably a lot of just us waiting.
But yeah, before we head off, like I said earlier, if you're new to the Morphin Grid, like if you're from Sailor Business or if you're, you know, word of mouth is getting around and you're like, let me check that out. At the end of every season, we do take a hiatus. There is at least one episode every week. It's just bonus stuff. A lot of it is like outtakes from the season that I cut, but kept and put them together in what I call a Frankencast, because they're all stitched together with some sound effects. And there's also like, we did a Morphinomentary once, which I would like to do again, because that was pretty fun. Then we have a Morphe Awards, which we'll talk about more later. And then we have a Christmas episode, usually during Christmas, which we definitely will this time. And I'm very excited for it. We end the hiatus on like something that bridges the two. And I've never seen the ones that we're watching this time, so that's pretty good. They made these little Zio, tiny Zio shorts.
Really? I didn't know about that.
It's on the first season bonus disc. There's like 17 of them. They're like 3 minutes long each, like a minute.
That's a lot, though, when you add them all up.
I don't know if it's 17, but there's a lot. There's like quite a few, and they kind of tell the story of Zio, but they don't because it's not canon, and it like
right.
doesn't make a ton of sense, but like, I've never watched them, and I'm excited to do that. So that's what we're going to end the season on before we go to Zio. Look forward to those things. Next week, we have Master Vile and the Metallic Armor.
We should start maybe planning out the Morphe Awards this season.
It couldn't hurt. We'll deal with that later.
Yeah, that's future us's problem.
Oh, those guys are already shaking their fists back in time. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. If you want to email us, you can do that at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/TheMorphinGrid. And we're on iTunes and Stitcher. Leave us a rating and review if you want to help us out a ton and earn our eternal gratitude. And if you don't leave us now, leave us one now. We will call upon you at the end of the season. Also, we have another podcast about Pokemon. It's called Pokemon World Tour. The first episode is up. And it's very good, if I'm allowed to say that, because I'm half of it.
I listened to it, which so is, it can't be bad.
Which is astonishing.
The premise is, I want a Pokemon podcast, and there's none that do what I want, so we're going to make it.
Yeah. And
it's really good. It's not like all up its own butt about anything.
That's kind of how we do.
It's just fun Pokemon podcast. It took us a few tries to.
This is, I think,
down.
The fourth try, and like you just came up with this cool idea that.
I was like, hey, let's go around the world city by city, and then that will just spark us talking about Pokemon.
Yeah, and I want to do a Pokemon podcast with, like, clear segments, and they kind of just dovetailed together real nicely. And so yeah. If you're in any way interested in Pokemon, go check that out. I know Christina already has, and she left us a rate review, so thank you very much,
yeah,
Christina.
Thank you so much for that.
So, and she wasn't familiar with Pokemon, but she's still giving it a try. So, like, it's good for new listeners because, guys, I'm not super smart about Pokemon.
Yeah, it's also a little bit me teaching Jake about
this
Pokemon.
This is a lot of Josh teaching me about some of the stuff that I just have no idea about. So check that out. We also have a YouTube channel where we play video games, a Let's Play channel, youtube.com/HeyJakeAndJosh.
It's /C/HeyJakeAndJosh/HeyJakeAndJosh will not get you there.
Yes, it will.
It will?
Yeah.
I'm going to try it right now.
I'm pretty sure you
don't. Because
I tried
it the other day, and I don't think it worked.
Okay, well.
Unless I didn't actually try it the other day.
And you're just thinking that you did because brains are jerks?
No, it does work. All right, I don't know why it tells me that it's /C then.
Because it is, technically, but like for whatever reason, it's filing system. You should know about these by now.
I do, but why is ours the only one like that? I don't get it. Like,
well, no, if you go to other ones, it says that, but like you can just like you don't have to have the C, so I don't know what's there. It's an extra step that's unnecessary,
right.
But you don't have to. Hey, YouTube.com/HeyJakeAndJosh, and we're doing not Mario Party. We're doing Super Mario 3D World, and I'm terrible at video games, and it's very fun.
You're not too bad at that one. You are very bad at Mario Maker, though.
yeah. Hey, remember that time we played through most of Super Mario World and I died the most?
Yeah, it's just that all the time.
Yeah, it's like that a lot. It's very funny.
I also die a lot in traditional 2D side-scrolling Mario.
Yeah. So go check
it's
those
fun.
Out.
They're fun to watch.
Go give those a watch. Maybe they're up your alley. Maybe it's something that you would like to, to do. So thank you very much for listening. We will see you Monday with Master Violin, the Metallic Armor Part 1, the most just-for-a-toy episode that there has ever been. Until then, may the power protect you.